This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. We are at a point now, Shayna, where lawmakers are back in Lansing and the governor is trying to get them to move on two of the most important things that they have to work on, which are a road funding fix and the budget. And we are getting to a point now where I think people are starting to get a little bit nervous.
Just a tad. It's definitely not DEFCON 1 yet. People are still starting to get a little bit concerned. However, the Senate did return for one day of session. They didn't do a whole lot. They introduced a bunch of bills and then they met off-site and talked with each other in private. But I am hearing that within the next few weeks, they are going to start coming back more consistently, really hammering things out because honestly, nobody wants to even talk about the S word, which is shutdown.
We are at a point now that if this continues any longer, state agencies really actually have to do real things to prepare for what a shutdown might look like for them and what that might mean. I mean, I've heard the word layoff thrown around there.
Oh, yeah. There are state agencies that are saying, hey, look, if this is what's on the horizon, we need to know, we need to be prepared. There's different things that we have to do in order to make sure that government is able to function as it's supposed to during a shutdown or a partial shutdown. From what I've been hearing from Republican lawmakers, they are very optimistic that it is not going to come to that. They're just essentially saying that we realize things are a little bit different now. And that's kind of what Senator Wayne Schmidt said when I spoke with him. He is a Republican and he is chair of a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation.
We're continuing to kick around ideas and bounce them off of various people. And like I said, it's going to take some time. It's not quite as easy as it has been the last 8 years, but we've had a little change in the front office and we have to adapt to it. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that change in the front office means divided government yet again in Michigan. Mm-hmm. It's been sort of easy to get things done, whether you like the things that get done or not for the last 8 years, because Republicans have had the governor's office and the legislature. There wasn't quite the kind of negotiating that had to happen now that there's a Democrat in the governor's office. And, you know, the thing for me is it seemed like there was some momentum heading into these discussions with the huge auto no-fault legislation that was signed into law on Mackinac Island at the beginning of this summer. The summer sort of started with this huge show of bipartisanship, showing that even on the most contentious of issues between Democrats and Republicans, we could get something done and they could come to terms. And a lot of people talking about, well, maybe that bodes well for these huge issues like the budget and roads. Well, the summer started that way, and it is ending on this note of sort of concern about whether or not we will actually see a shutdown because of the lack of bipartisan solutions.
What's going to happen is they're going to have to really sit down, hammer out details, and come to some sort of a consensus, hopefully before that deadline of midnight on September 30th.